Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm probably speaking in a more clearer tone in my intro because I used mouthwash today. I woke up, went through my same ritual, but I said, let me just throw some mouthwash, just rinse my mouth out, you know, not drinking any water, not brushing my teeth, just, you know, do a quick mouth rinse. And my mouth feels like it's awake now. In fact, I feel like I'm awake. Because lately I've been getting a lot of sleep. Exorbitant amount of sleep. I mean, enough sleep to where I feel like it's in the past, maybe like two weeks ago, I would think that this was too much sleep. I laid down on the bed at like 9:30 yesterday. And I don't get up until 9:20 a.m. I didn't go right to sleep. You know, I laid there. And I also found that laying there, I was trying to hear what my body wanted, what I wanted to do, you know, what a place to make me really comfortable, because I didn't want to sit in the chair. I didn't want to watch TV. So I just kind of laid on the bed. With pillows up against the headboard, kind of sitting up, but not sitting up. Probably sitting maybe at a 45 degree angle, legs straight, cut the TV off, no music, and just kind of sat in that quiet, just laid in that quiet for a while. I know, and then I started, you know, eventually after maybe 20, 30 minutes or 15, whatever, how much time went by, can't tell. I started watching a documentary series, you know, nothing heavy. I didn't put on War of the Worlds because I didn't want to go there. I'm still saving The Diplomat because it's so good, I don't want to use it. Haven't started Citadel yet. I'm still waiting on the next episode of From. You know, so, and I put on YouTube to look through my Steeler news. And, you know, other podcasts that are suggested to me. I'm getting a lot of Lex Friedman, Sam Harris, and podcasts of Brian Keating, philosophical, physics, science. Just, you know, excellent, excellent interviews with people who have deep and broad experience and some things that I find important. So, and I didn't want to hear that either. I just wanted to, so I just laid in that quiet. I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I wake up at 9:20 and I'm going. You know, I wake up at 9:20. First thing I do is I get up, pee, weigh myself, throw on them shoes and my clothes, and I'm out the door 4.5 miles, like I'm doing now. I get back. Since I'm leaving at 9:20, I finish my walk. I get back at 11. It gives me like an hour to shower and eat, which is way more than enough time, so I can take my time and do that. And after that, it's work, you know. Shoes tied up, no TV, you know, no music, no distraction, just, you know, try to concentrate on work. And of course, doing some side stuff. Some Jeffreyism. No, I don't know if that's doing Jeffreyism. It's more Jeffrey TVism. Doing Jeffrey TV stuff. And, you know, organizing data and files and, you know. You know, doing data and files and, you know, keeping my data empire together, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going. It's going to come 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I'm poof, you know, and full disclosure, I'm back smoking Black and Miles because I need something. I mean, I think we humans, we need something. So I'm back to smoking them Black and Miles, but I don't do it before work. It's something to look forward to at the end of the day. And coincidentally or whatever, I think I've I don't smoke them the same way that I was doing before. I was like totally inhaling them before, and I was getting dizzy and not quite disoriented, but I was getting dizzy and really off balance. And I had to sit down and like regroup and blood rushing. So I stopped inhaling them to a degree, and it's much more pleasurable enjoyment now. Just like a little knockoff, you know, just a little boom, you know, a little reward. You definitely get a buzz or a reward from them. And I do that, then I eat, then I'll sit there and watch TV, watch my YouTubes, you know, see what kind of news is coming through. Got everything on my Fire Stick, on my new Fire Stick, the latest generation Fire Stick, the one with the volume control on it. So, you know, I can go through all my shows, MGM Plus, Showtime. I got Peacock, I never use Netflix, Prime Video, YouTube TV for live TV, you know, blah, 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 blah. Coming down 30, 10 o'clock. I'm tired. 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm ready to go to bed. And I'm like, no, it's too early. But I couldn't fight it. I just said, all right. I'm just going to go lay down on the bed then. Just going to lay down. Because let me see if that's what I want to do. Sure enough, it was good. It was good. And I was thinking, too, that I'm doing good. And I know I'm doing good. I know I'm doing very, very good, in fact. I mean, my weight is down. Today was like 195.8. And considering how I'm eating after work, that's a good number. Considering how I've been eating after work, I'm still eating on the barbecue and stuff I bought back home from Ohio. And just, you know, kind of definitely eating more in the evening than I used to, but actually eating less in the evening than I used to, but more than I kind of want to or lately have been. Definitely eating more than I at one time used to when I was really trying to lose weight, when I was losing like 2 or 3 pounds a day. And then on the weekends, I would like lose 2 or 3 pounds a day. Then on the weekend, come, and I put on 13 pounds in 2 days, and then go through the week and lose it all back off. Now I'm much better on the weekends. For whatever reason, I guess even my indulging habit has been curbed to where, you know, when I eat insanely, I still do a lot better than I have been in the past. So that's good. Like I said, it was 195.8 today, which I'm happy with. It's a Saturday, it's been my Friday, so the end of the week. I only have one day off, so the damage shouldn't be that bad. And like I said, even with my insane eating, weekend eating, that's even gotten better. So basically, I'm doing really good. I'm doing very, very good, in fact. I mean, blood pressure down, weight down. You know, work is good, work performance. I'm getting steps in, I'm feeling good. Hanging out with daughter and granddaughter, family. I mean, I'm doing good. You know, job, everything. But it seems like in the Jeffrey realm, and no, I'm not going to register that one. Jeffrey Realm is too much. Jeffrey Time, Jeffrey Realm, Jeffreyville, blah, blah, blah. Jeffreyism. But see, Jeffreyism is different. Jeffreyism would be an overall philosophy. Jeffrey Time, Jeffreyville, Jeffrey Realm would be just me specifically, my personal space or endeavors or point directly to me and nobody else. But in the Jeffrey realm, if I'm not doing outstanding or exceedingly well, or if I'm not, you know, like going to Paris or, you know, flying here or flying there, it feels like I'm just doing okay. You know, if it's like, if I don't have my foot on, I always try to keep my foot on the gas, but it did come a time where I said, all right, I'm gonna take my foot off the gas. I gotta slow down for a little bit. I just wanna slow down and chill. Like this year, I didn't go to Europe, I think I went last year. But I didn't go this year. And I'm cool, I was cool. I was going every year. This year I was cool, you know, hey. You know, because I was going over there to see P-Funk. P-Funk was the catalyst for me to go over there. And they just played Tokyo this year, so I was like, yeah, I'm cool. Last year was really good. Last year I set that one up. And the year before that was a lot even better, if that's possible. Because I went with my daughter and we hit China, Tokyo, and Australia. And that was just, whew. And then the other one was like Berlin, Paris and Egypt. I mean, my God, you know. And I didn't have any of that this year. And when I have those trips, I'm planning for them the whole time. So I got my adrenaline going. I'm working on something. They take months to plan, to lay out, to purchase, and, you know, to get it right. Adjust this, adjust that. Ooh, I can fly here while I'm over there for $30. I can fly blah, blah, blah here for $30. I'm over there, I might as well, you know, do a day here, 2 days here, then da da da, you know, all that. It's exciting. And I decided, you know, I ain't got to this year. And it feels kind of good. Plus, I didn't have that much PTO. I haven't taken PTO like once a day, once a week, twice a week. So I didn't really have any saved up. I probably could have saved some up, but I didn't really have any saved up. And also too, I'm probably doing better because I quit some indulgences as far as eating and other habits to kind of clear my head and got my energy a lot cleaner. I have to acknowledge that. That was a major after the injury. It tore my teeth and I passed out at night and just it really messed me up. You know, all right, that's enough of that. You know, that's enough of that. So no more eating at 3 o'clock, overeating at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, just doing crazy stuff, eating in the bed. Just almost trying to damage myself with such a strong drive to eat, overeat. So I put all that, you know, out. Clear that up. So I'm much better, much cleaner now. Operating better. I'm doing more things. Even in the Jeffrey TV side. Doing work, accomplishing things in between calls. My energy is better, cleaner, just everything. So I'm doing really good. I mean, let's just face it, I'm doing good. I've been getting my steps in pretty much every day, except for the 2 days in Ohio when I was sick. And I was sick. So, you know, I broke my streak of like 40 days. But I'm back on it now. I'm out here feeling good. Back to a nice little regimen. But unless I'm doing something outstanding. And I'm probably doing something outstanding. But the outstanding I'm doing is probably being there, done that. You know, just like little cues at work. You know, things that, you know, I got my work review. It was outstanding. You know, little comments people make about me and stuff. You know, I just, whatever. But that's just me because of what I'm used to and how I've been conditioned. Ain't my fault if I'm spoiled. Now, this spoil me. You can't spoil yourself. Well, you can, but you know what I'm saying. So I look at life. But I will say this too here. Oh, yeah, I look at life. Let me finish that back. I look at life and I'm doing good and I want more. I just want to keep wanting more. And I do want to keep wanting more. And in fact, that's a tenet of mine. Keep my foot on the gas. Always want more. You know, think bigger, dream bigger, think of bigger things to do. You done did that, done that, did this. do some more, figure some more, go farther, go faster, and I also was thinking too, that I might need to go out more. I probably really need to go out more. And I guess socialize. I guess that may be what socialize means, even though I don't think it means that. To me, socialize means you go out and talk and meet people and conversate. And that's not necessarily what I mean by going out. I mean, just going out and seeing people. Like when I went to Venice Beach, just seeing people. I didn't talk to nobody. I mean, I might have. In fact, I didn't talk to nobody. I was talking to everybody. In general. I was just in my world. Just talking to myself. I don't care who heard. I'm just free. And the thing was to see people. See attractive people. See creative people. See people with different styles and mannerisms. And just to see the diversity of people in life and to be stimulated by that gave me an energy, and I might need that, because working from home just basically working from home, I don't gotta go nowhere. This is it. Me talking on this camera is about it. I do get callers, and I do talk to callers, and sometimes when I'm really feeling outgoing, they get it. Make somebody a call that I know. Say, thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, Jeffrey. And you're like, who? And you're like, oh. So they know. And I can sometimes, I get it out that way. And get it out is probably the word. A little performance or this expression or whatever. But I need to go out more. I definitely need to go out more, see people, stay interactive. But I don't need, not to stay interactive, stay engaged, blah, blah, because I'm doing okay without it. But I get something from it. I definitely get a positive from it when I do it. And like my last trip to Venice Beach, I'm just down there. I'm like taking it easy. Yeah, whatever. I didn't wash. I just threw my old nasty clothes. I'm just going to go to the beach, get the selfie, tell myself happy birthday, come home. You need too much. It's like, I'm out here, let me blah, blah, blah. Let me drive down Venice, see what's up. Find a parking space. And I was like, okay. Let me walk the boardwalk. And it was just good. It was just good to be out and to see people. And since I was dressed to where I was, I wasn't so into thinking people were looking at me. Because I wasn't, not that I wasn't feeling attractive, but it wasn't about that. It wasn't about feeling attractive. It was just about being out and being Jeffrey, It was just like about being out and just being Jeffrey at that moment. It really wasn't, how I look or this or that. I didn't have on clothes that made me feel like I was attractive. And by attractive, I mean wearing my new clothes. I mean wearing some new clothes. Nothing fancy. Just, not the clothes that I'm wearing now, literally. Not the clothes that I wear every day when I wake up in the morning and take my walk. Dirty old jeans, nasty, probably smelly. I didn't care. It was my birthday, damn it, and I'm just out here. Everybody, other people coming from far and wide to go to Venice Beach. It's a big deal. Get dressed up, put on new clothes. Remember, we used to go on vacation. We used to always have new clothes. So all we wore was new clothes when we went on vacation. So, that, and I was just out there. I think I even wore my nasty hat. Did I wear it? I probably need to wash. I didn't care. Didn't care one bit. But if I was the groom, cut my hair, cut the hair off my face, you know, throw on a nice medium-sized shirt to fit, you know, to give me that look, put on some nice pants, tennis shoes or whatever. You know, nothing major, nothing like I'm wearing accessories, you know, thumb rings, and watches, like cool designer stuff. You know, stuff just makes me feel like I'm, I stepped up. It's all about, more not about how I look, but how I feel I look. You know, so I'm just out there looking at people. But I will say that more than likely, my confidence, the confidence that I have, it's definitely got to be attractive. The confidence, my swagger, my just natural disposition of, not I'm the shit, but I got myself together. I ain't worried about none of y'all, you know. And not quite all y'all can kiss my ass, but something along them lines. And everything kiss my ass. I'm Jeffrey Mitchell, damn it. And I'm sure people pick up on that. Because more than once I've been told that I was aloof and not part of the group or associating with the immediate ongoings. I was like, you could tell? But, you know, just being social, like tonight, Stone City Band is playing in Commerce. Doors open at 7. I get off at 8. Seems like I could be there by 9. You know, that would be enough. Let's go down there and see some people. You know, be out in it. Let people see me. I would get dressed before work. I mean, during work. During my breaks or lunch, whatever, I would prepare to leave so that right at 8:53, I would clock out and just jump in the car and take off. Get down there. No, at 7:53. Now I jump in the car and get down there. You know, just to see some folks. Just to be out and talk to folks and smile, you know, hug this person, see that person, if anybody I know is there, which will probably be the case. Because I'm seeing, even though I'm not hearing about things happening, I hear about them the day after. I'm like, oh, so-and-so was there. Oh, so-and-so was there. Oh. It's like, oh, I should have went. Because they're not necessarily events that I may or may not go to. But if I seen everybody was there, I would go just to, you know, see everybody. It's like, oh, I would come to say, oh, y'all went there. Because I'm kind of out of the loop. I'm in the loop, but I'm out of the loop. You know, I'm in the loop, I'm out of the loop. Like yesterday, on the Friday, Funky, on JTRP, Jefferson the Record Player, P-Funk Radio. They did all the June birthdays, and I was one of them, you know. I guess, you know, I just take that for granted. I didn't think I was anybody. You know, it was me, Tanisha. I mean, P-Funk cats, real P-Funk cats. And, you know, just not real P-Funk cats, but, you know, the group, our social, our circle. And I do know that I'm prominent in the P-Funk world, in the P-Funk circle. There's no doubt about that. I'm the all around the world for the funk guy. You know, there's no doubt about that. And I've grown to take that for granted. You know, been there, done that, what's next? You know, okay, yeah, I'm that already, I get it. You know, what's next? What more? What can I do next? And along the line of music and P-Funk, I think that too, because I have the means and probably the rapport to get a lot of people together and to make on a project. I think I have the rapport, resources, people trust, and the experience that where I could probably get a lot of people together to work on a project. Because one thing I say about who I am or what I am or what I developed into this P-Funk One, whoever it is, that I've been very strong and explicative on my beliefs and what I think. And I've been consistent for years. So agree with them or not, people understand where I'm coming from. And they know what I mean. So if I was to say, I want to make a funk record, a lot of people would know what I'm talking about. A lot of people who know, hey, stop it. All that ain't necessary. Calm down. Hey, buddy. So, a lot of that, you know, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of prominent people in the music business, in the funk realm, you know, and there's a lot of resources there. I can go to person A, person B, say, hey, here's what I want to do. How would I do it? They would help. And I can compensate them. Just like I said, there's financial resources there and rapport. And if it's anything, I might need to do that. Before, you know, it gets too late. I mean, because I believe I can, you know, set things up or create things or create a situation to where I can go and work in George Clinton's studio in Florida. You know, I got the financial assets and, you know, connections to do that. And they know me. And they know, you know, what? And they, I can say, trust me. Because they know me for so many years that I've been so consistent in what I'm saying I'm doing. Plus, they just see me all over the world, for crying out. And that, if it's anything that I might need to do, it might be that. Have them all come together on a record, you know. Just start it off. In fact, I could reach out to somebody and say, look, and I already know the people who I would reach out to first. I said, look, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I'm trying to do. Here's the resources I got. Where would you suggest I start? I already know. They probably say drums and bass. If we would start with drums and bass. I already know the drummers. I already know the bass. I know the guitars. I just know, you know. And in fact, one of my friends, one of the dudes out there, John Heitz, is doing it already. And he's doing it in a different kind of genre, a different kind of music. But he's just doing exactly what I'm talking about. Just, you know, rounding people up, getting them in the studio, you know. He has probably much more vaster resources than I have. So he's like going to like real studios. He's getting like real musicians, like, you know, people who played on like real albums. Not that I wouldn't, you know, but mine's would be more concentrated in the funk realm. Yeah, I already know the people. I know them. I can call them. I can literally call them on the phone right now. And that part, I hope that doesn't get away from me. I hope I don't look back and say, damn, I should've. In fact, I'm starting to think about it. That might need to be my project. And that would get me going. I know exactly who to call to. I know exactly who I would call first, who I reach out to, who I reach out to second, just to get their opinion. Like one of them, I would call and pretty much take their suggestions and opinion as gospel. The other one, who's much more cynical and critical, I would have to take with a grain of salt and understand their intention. Not that I would disregard anything they said. I would have to look deeper into what they're saying and their meaning. And I'd have to understand, because I can get horns, I can get guitar. I need to do something. I need to figure it out. Oh, y'all got me talking. Y'all got me talking now. Y'all got me talking. I wonder if, let's see, would I put that under? See, I went too far now. I would put that, no, I wouldn't put that under P-Funk 1. That goes under P-Funk 1. Because that's too associative with P-Funk. It would probably go under We Funk Me, or I'd create something new. Or, I don't even think I put that under Jeffrey TV. And maybe We Funk Me, or We on Jeffrey TV, or something like that. But I'd have to think of a cool name for the project. That's all right. How would we do that? See, I don't know. And I would want to keep it loose. You know, it won't be a band to where, you know, minimal obligation. Oh, so-and-so's in town. Can we get together and do, you know, no, I don't want to have to run around and put people in place and arrange that and do that. I mean, administratively, I probably do. That'd probably be fun to a certain extent. But corralling personalities and this and that, and also talk about, you know, how the contracts work, or how does that work if they come in and play on it. Ooh, I can ask John Hanks that. How does that work? Ooh. So when people come in, they got to sign something, or they just donate the tracks to you, you pay them. You know, how are you doing it? And it may work different in the funk zone, but from a general, hell, I could probably do it. From a general music business standpoint, how do you do something like that? If so-and-so comes in and lays a guitar riff on something, and we put the song out, and it sells 1 million copies, of course, you know, it's, to me, it ain't about the money. Everybody get paid. Like Charlie Lake said, how he does it, that everybody gets paid equal shares. You know, if you played on the project, you get equal share. I was like, that's easy. So for me, it's not about the money at all. At least not yet. You know. Maybe I get 2 shares, everybody else get 1 or something like that. Just because, you know, I am the producer or something, whatever. I'm the one, the mastermind or whatever. I don't know how it works. It really doesn't matter. I would go by set guidelines. I would go by industry standards, because it doesn't really matter. No, I'm going to talk this up. I need to make this happen. That's what I need to do. I know the studios we can go to. I know. In fact, I got drum tracks. In fact, I don't even think we need a drum. To be honest with you. Because I got drum tracks in my software. And I could basically make them sound like they're live. So we can eliminate that, and we can do everything remotely. I could just, hey man, let's get together and put a bass line on some stuff. That's where I can start right there. Hey, I got some tracks, you know. Let's put a bass line on something. And then from the bass line, go to guitars. This or that, you know. Horns, keys. And yeah, I should. And I probably should start working with all the hundreds of hours of music that I already got recorded and start putting that stuff together. It's probably what I need to do. But the whole idea of working with my funk heroes excites me. And that might be what I just need. I might just need to be excited. The idea of working with my funk heroes excites me. And it may be that excitement may be more important than the validity of the actual project, if I can put it that way, if I can say it that way. Make sense? I think so. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Let's do it like this. Let's do it like this. I like to have separation. Look at me jogging a little bit. Oh, I could have kept going. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, the theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.